Hi, I'm Brandon. I am an investor and motivational speaker. In my spare time, I actually like making positive content on social media because I feel like that 10 seconds to a minute of video can actually inspire and change somebody's life for the better. Other than that, I'm just a fun-loving guy. Throughout my dating experience, I have been told that I'm too good to be true and things of that matter. So we'll definitely see what you lovely ladies are all about. But overall, I'm just easygoing. I'm a simple guy.
The dating scene is brutal. People get hurt, confused, and ghosted. Add a pandemic into the mix, and it's even worse. Luckily, we're here to help. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host. Welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast.
Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new favorites by previewing short audio clips before committing to a full listen. You can even watch some podcasts with video or just keep playing audio in the background. It's everything you want in one app. Music, podcasts, and audiobooks across any device. Play anytime, anywhere, any way you'd like with Spotify. Try today.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement.
Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
All right, today we're bringing back a familiar name, Brandon, who passed on a date with Aubrey for a second shot at love. What's going on, Brandon? How's it going with you? Are you excited to be the main dater this time?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited and I'm ready to get into this and experience some new things. So,
okay, you already know how this works, but here's a little refresher. We're going to set you up on a series of virtual dates with two strangers, but you can't see them. Their cameras are turned off and they won't turn them back on until after you've chosen your match. Your decision is based totally off of their personalities. How do you feel with this?
I feel great.
Ready for take two?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, let's meet the matches. First up is Kelsey. How's it going, Kelsey?
Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am a little nervous, but, you know, like Brandon said, it is to be, you know, expected. It's different, but I'm excited.
This is a super weird thing to do, so that makes a lot of sense. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Kelsey. Hi, guys. I'm 28. I am from Houston, Texas. I am currently a teacher. I teach middle school science. I've also taught high school as well. One thing I love to do is talk. I also like to listen more than I like to talk, you know? So I guess have conversations. I definitely enjoy people and enjoy understanding who they are. Let's just get started. I'm so nervous.
No, oh my God. We're so happy to have you here today. Next up is Monice. What's going on, Monice?
Hey, everybody.
Let's hear a little bit about you.
My name is Monice. I am the lovely age of 32, but I don't look like it. Okay. I am a pie business owner, so I bake sweet potato and pecan pies. I'm just really big on being an entrepreneur, so I have so many jobs. Just know I have passive income coming in. Don't ask me exactly what it is. I just do it. I do it all, from hair, baking pies, acting, everything. The normal LA typical person. I am looking for somebody that I can grow with and just do life with and to build. So yeah, that's somebody that has a vision, that is committed, and that's ambitious.
Well, we're so happy to have you here today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What are you feeling so far, Brandon?
They both have really great personalities. So I'm definitely to see how they're going to answer a couple of these questions, because they seem like lovely women. So I'm definitely excited.
Absolutely. Well, let's move on to the dates then. All right, everyone, it's time for the group date. We're going to play Would You Rather. I'm going to give you two options and you'll have to pick which one you would rather. So here we go. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year? Kelsey?
True love today, because you can always get money, okay? That's it.
Yeah, we could still win the lottery next year.
Right, you know? You can do both. Yeah. I need to secure the man.
Yes, then we get the bread later.
Definitely.
Monice, what about you?
I'm going to go with true love, even though I'm stuttering with it.
I can feel the uncertainty of this answer. You're like, but the money, though.
Yeah, I'm with love, you can build a family, and that's important to me. Like, the money would come, even though it's great, hey, but I feel like if I find my person, we can get money together.
Oh, yeah. Your true love is priceless, right?
Yes.
I like that.
Brandon, which would you pick?
I would actually pick true love as well. Because you could have all the money in the world, but, you know, if it's not real love and y'all get a divorce, she's taking half. So I might as well have true love.
Ooh, sign that prenup.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a very good point. Very good point. Would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in life, Monice?
You know what? A pause. Because I would say I wouldn't want to take anything back that I did, but I would want to have more time to really think about my decisions before I just make it.
I like that, actually. What about you, Kelsey?
I don't know. Usually I know, but this time I don't. Lord, so here I go. I'm about to get deep again, y'all. So I would say, like, my first inclination was the rewind button or the, you know, reverse, but I'm only the person I am today because of who I've been. So to go back and change that is like, well, dang, you know, would you be the same person? At the end of the day, I'm always going to be who I'm supposed to be. Could I have made better decisions? For sure. I mean, since you ask, and if I can go back and make those decisions better, I think I would be better for it as well. So I can't be mad if I would go back and change some things. So I think I would do the rewind.
Interesting. No, I really like your answer. I think you will always end up the way that you're supposed to. And I think, you know, you obviously have the experience when you go back to change it and make it right. You know, I think it's just, it says you've grown anyways, if that makes sense.
Right.
Brandon, what about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely would. I don't like holding a grudge against regrets. So, like, I feel like that's going to mess up my future. And I know I'm not trying to head backwards. I'm trying to head forward. And, you know, just like Kelsey said, it's just making you the person who you are today. So I would say pause, because I love this French word, carpe diem, which means to seize the moment. And sometimes life is so beautiful that we can become so busy that we don't take the time out to really enjoy it. So if we have that moment, I would like to savor it and continue to savor it until I hit the play button.
That's nice.
That's very true. Yeah, that's a great answer as well. I feel like it's the movie Click with Adam Sandler. Do you guys know?
Yeah.
So funny.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I love that
and
movie.
And they had the remote. Like, that would be pretty cool. But obviously, in the end, you know, he didn't want the remote. But either way, be kind of cool. Okay, last question. Would you rather be gassy on a first date or on your wedding night? Kelsey?
Wedding night. You already got the ring, girl. He about to walk down. You about to walk down the aisle. You know what I'm saying? Wedding night. You know, so I don't know. I'm going to take that back.
You were so confident there.
I know. Well, no, wedding night. You know, first impressions, you know, you'll get that later.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Monice, what about you?
First night that we met, I'm trying to do things on the wedding night. I can't have all that on my stomach. He's going to have to get him the first time he meet me. No.
Brandon, what about you?
I would say the first date too, because it's a part of me, and you know, hey, you accept everything about me and embrace it or not, you know, and we won't have a date number two.
Would you tell your date on the first date that you were gassy?
Absolutely not. But maybe, you know, if the aroma of food is so powerful, maybe they won't, you know, hint it or anything.
You got to be like, oh, my stomach hurt. Mm-hmm. You can't say exactly what it is.
No, you can't.
Like, oh, my stomach.
You can't be that honest on a first date.
First impressions are key.
Yes, they are. Well, this was super fun. Really enjoyed hearing all of your answers here. Let's move on to the one-on-one dates now. All right, Monice is in the waiting room, and it's time for Kelsey and Brandon's one-on-one date. Brandon, this is your chance to see if you are compatible with Kelsey. You came prepared with some questions that are important to you for your ideal partner. Go ahead and ask Kelsey your questions.
So, Kelsey, there are actually 5 love languages, words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, acts of service, and receiving gifts. What are your love languages and why?
I would say they're all my love languages. I've actually have taken the quiz. I've thought about them. And honestly, I don't like to be in the box because there's different ways that you can show people love. And I think you didn't say you love me today doesn't mean you didn't take out the trash. You may have been tired because I kept you up late, you know, or just because you don't give me a gift for my birthday could be saving up for a house.
And okay, perfect, perfect. So my second question would actually be, what are 3 strengths and 3 weaknesses about you?
Okay, that's a deep question, Brandon. Okay, let's get to it. Well, I would say my 3 strengths would have to be, I think I'm pretty understanding. I am loving and I think I'm pretty charismatic, I like to think so. Some things that I could work on, letting things go, you know, like moving forward, being confident in decisions that I make without, you know, vacillating back and forth. And last but not least, change. So although change is inevitable, I realize those are points of growth and I've been working on them. You know what I mean? Because life is about change. If you're not changing, you're dead, you know?
I like that.
Okay, Kelsey, you are going into the waiting room and we're going to bring in Monice for her one-on-one date with Brandon now.
Sounds good. Bye.
Welcome back to the fun. It's your turn to have a little alone time with Brandon. He has a couple questions that he would like to ask you. Brandon, take it away.
Yeah. How's it going, Monice?
How's it going, Brandon?
Good, good. So what does the perfect life for you look like?
I would say doing things that I love. That would include, of course, having a family, husband, kids, and as far as a job, doing things that I love. So that would be, of course, baking pies, acting, and traveling, and then helping other people, because I feel like it's important to always give back. And I want to, especially with kids, just share with them the experience that I have growing up, because I feel like everybody can relate to it, and just create a legacy.
Okay. I like that. I like that. That's good. What are your biggest pet peeves?
This is odd, but I don't like wetness. Like, like when people, when they wash, yes, when they wash their hands and they don't dry them, like dry your hands.
Yeah.
Or like when you don't wring the rag out, like stuff that is wet, that's not supposed to be wet. Like, I don't like that.
And with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Monice, I am going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Brandon.
Okay.
Okay, Brandon, do you think you have a little better of an idea of who you're into?
I do. I do. I definitely have a person that's chosen.
Well, good to know, because coming up, we'll find out Brandon's choice. Will it be Kelsey or will it be Monice? Welcome back. When we left off, Brandon had his one-on-one dates with Kelsey and Monice. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Brandon, which of these 2 matches are you going to choose?
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely liked how Monice has her own company, because that means that we can relate on an entrepreneurial level. And as far as Kelsey, I like how she actually works with kids. She's a teacher, because I have a nonprofit organization that works with kids as well. But I would actually have to say that I'll go with Kelsey, simply because like her and I can relate from her being from the South and things of that matter. And just seems like it was more of a click there.
Well, Monice, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we could say goodbye?
There we go.
There she is.
Oh, hi, Brandon.
Oh, okay. Oh, Monice, I know you.
You know me?
Yeah, we go to the same church.
You know what? I was thinking, I was like, Brandon, I know Brandon.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure, because of course I can't see you. But I was like,
I wasn't sure either.
That is hilarious.
It sounded familiar. Dang, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is insane. What a small world. What the heck?
That is crazy. That's crazy.
She's one of the leaders in my church.
Like, are you guys friends?
Yeah, we're really good friends.
Yeah. Kelsey got a good one.
This is fantastic. Well, Monice, thank you so much for being here. It was so great meeting you, and I wish you the best.
Yes, thank you. I enjoyed myself.
I'm glad to hear it. Okay, Brandon, it's just us in here now. Obviously, you knew Monice, but for everyone listening at home, what does she look like?
Yeah, Monice is extremely, extremely gorgeous. I've never shot my shot at her.
That is so wild. I just can't get over it. That's so crazy. Would you ever consider actually shooting your shot? Obviously, if, you know, things don't work out perfectly with Kelsey by some chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I did, shoot my shot kind of indirectly before, but then I think I got shot down. I'm not sure. So I don't know if she friend zoned me, but I do know that she's an amazing woman. She really is.
No, she definitely seems like a great, great person. Are you excited to see what Kelsey looks like, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, then let's bring her back. The time is finally here. You guys are going to turn your cameras on so you can see each other. Here we go. On 1, 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
Hey.
It's good to see you in person.
Oh, wow. You're really cute.
Thank you. It's good to put the voice with the person. It's really good to see you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure seeing you, too. You have a phenomenal personality, so I will go on another, blind date, because at this point, we're older, and you're really just trying to build something with somebody, so that's cool.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited.
All right, I've still got some questions for you both, so we're going to chat separately a little bit more. Kelsey, I think you're going back into the waiting room.
Okay.
Okay, Brandon, we've put Kelsey into the waiting room, and we want to hear your honest thoughts. What did you think of her?
Very gorgeous woman, and I think her personality makes her a perfect 10, totally.
Describe her physically for us, for everyone at home listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So she has, looks like she has long hair. You could tell that she's Texas. You could definitely tell that she's from the South, based upon her personality, her smile. But Southern gentlemen notice Southern women very well. But she's gorgeous. She's definitely, if I had to go for a physical type, she definitely would be it.
Okay, we're going to chat with Kelsey a little bit too. So we're going to put you into the waiting room just for a bit, and we will see you soon. Hello, Kelsey. Since you've finally seen Brandon, tell us what he looks like physically.
He's very handsome. He is. He is. He's very handsome. I do want to be honest and say that I'm interested in getting to know him more. To me, he looked a little heavier, which is okay. That's not an issue because at the end of the day, you can lose weight. You know what I'm saying? You can't necessarily change your mindset. It's harder to do that. So I'm interested in just getting to know him more.
I'm excited for you. I feel like you guys have a really cool connection here, and I'm really excited to see where things kind of go. But I am going to bring Brandon back really quickly because there is one final thing that we have to take care of.
Alrighty.
All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get weird, but we still have one more decision to make. And Kelsey, this one's on you. I'm just going to tell like it is. You can either choose a date with Brandon or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating and get set up with 2 new matches. So what's it going to be?
Yeah, I'm thinking the latter. 2 new guys. Brandon, I do want to say, though, thank you. You were you seemed very honest, and I enjoyed speaking to you. You had a really, really good conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a great conversation with you. And it was really nice. It definitely was. It was refreshing.
I was just about to say, so refreshing.
Well, I'm so sorry, Brandon. Dating is hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're seriously so awesome. I have no doubt that you're going to find that like perfect person for you.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt about it as well. So, and I hope Kelsey, finds what she's looking for as well.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for being here. And Kelsey, I guess we'll see you again soon.
All righty. So nice to meet you, Tara.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and Tristan McNeil. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfedatir. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.